following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Jesus people, un corazón, one heart, one way, un camino. And really, it's an amazing thing to see how years go by. I was 17 years old when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ in one of the first concerts of Maranatha at Calvary Chapel. I was 17 years old then. I am 61 years old now, but I still have the strength and the joy of the Lord. It is my prayer that as Jesus people, we continue to shine forth the light of hope that we need today, that we may continue to shine the light of peace, shalom, because this society where we live and the whole world needs more of God's peace, shalom, and more of God's love. And yes, talking about the love of God, how can I not speak about the love of God? You see, my prayer for everyone today is that we may have the strength of Caleb. If you know the story in the Bible, at the age of 80 plus years old, he was ready to conquer. He was willing, he was able, and he wanted to keep conquering. It is a time for all of us Christians to conquer. Yet also Moses, to have the strength of Moses, the meekest man on earth, as he is known by, and yet to lead so many people out of Egypt slavery. Today, we need the strength of Moses. Today, we need also the strength of Caleb and the wisdom that God can give to us. And of course, we need the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus in order to keep shining forth, to love those who are so much in need of love. You see, unless we know we are loved, we're not going to love. But once we know we are loved, we love sacrificially, because it's not with our love, our human love, but it's with the love of God. And that is my prayer for all of us today. As a student of the scriptures, we know that the reality of what we see is not the reality of what is happening. All of us learn this lesson sooner or later. The reality of what we see is not the reality of what's happening. In this world, there is a reality of the spiritual realm. There's something going on in heaven, and there's something going on through the prayers of the believers, the prayers of the saints. Through the scriptures, we learn that 83% of the Bible is narrative. Those means stories, about 400 stories that you get acquainted with as you read the Bible. That leaves us with only 17% conceptual. So as we talk about the stories that we find in the Bible, Bible characters, and the story of God, the story of God's people, the story of Jesus' people, your story, my story. We need to remember that we have to be ready. We have to be ready to give an account for the reason for why we believe. Why do we say we have hope? The living hope that lives and resides in us, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's so important for us to know the character of God, to know how much God loves us. As we know him, we want to love him. And because we love him, we want to obey him. We want to follow him. We want to serve him. We want to please him in everything. There is a battle in this world. And there is a evil in this world that we need to understand. Evil is not a thing. Evil is a person. And as we learn the story of what happened then and what is happening now, we have to know that the only way we can overcome evil with good is by knowing that it is Jesus, with his name, his power, his authority, and because of his love for us, demonstrated at the cross as he died for each and every one of us. You see, my message, my center message in life is the message of love. And when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, though I was a religious young boy from South America, coming to the United States of America to go to school and to learn and to become a professional and to have a better future, there was so much turmoil in our countries in South America in the time of El Che Guevara, Fidel Castro. Communism was just growing rapidly all throughout South America. I knew firsthand that the thing was going to get worse. And my parents sent me off here to America in order to save me from that turmoil, but did not know that the hippie lifestyle was that of free love, drugs, and rock and roll, and not understanding what was happening. Only the real love of Jesus can change our hearts. And I always say it was like liquid love being poured from above over my head and all the way down to the very sole of my feet. When we talk about the power of love, that we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus, people. We're talking about men of peace, men of hope. We talk about having direction in our lives, having purpose in our lives, understanding that the significance in our lives is the one that is into a perspective eternal, eternal perspective. There is no other way but to love and to obey the Lord, to trust Him with all of our hearts. John the Apostle said these words, faith, hope, love, these three things. But the greatest of these is love. This is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 13. Faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. What is man's greatest endeavor in life? What is your greatest goal in life? Albert Einstein, who was considered the most intelligent man on earth, was quoted as saying, the most important human endeavor is the striving for morality in our actions. Striving for morality in our actions. One of the most famous American football coaches said, it is a commitment to excellency. In 1647, was an assembling of the leading English and Scottish theologians and laymen that met with the purpose of developing instruction in the Christian faith. The result was a timeless treasure that seems to be lost in today's culture, the Westminster Catechism. This first question and the answer was, what is the chief end of man? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And I believe, really, that that's what we do here in Red Room Entertainment, praising God one concert at a time. We are glorifying God, and we're enjoying the fellowship that we can have with one another. And as we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, a message of hope, a message of peace, a message of faith, all of that bringing the love of God in our hearts. The basis for the statement, God is love, given to us in 1 John 4:16. All we know and believe the love of God has for us. And we know and believe the love that God has for us. Man's greatest achievement in life is to understand and experience God's love. Oh, may we not lose any more time chasing after vain things and to embrace God's love, to spend time with Him at His feet, to commune with Him, to experience intimacy with our Creator, to know that when you have Him, you have need of nothing. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. And though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. In Psalms 84, talks about the valley of Baca, of weeping. We are pilgrims into our going home. We are going home. Our eyes have to be fixed on Jesus and on heaven, on the things above, not on this earth. Our life is hidden in Christ. So the next logical question, talking about the power of love, Jesus people, un corazón, one heart, one way, un camino, Jesús, Jesus, we have to understand that the logical question would be, what is love? And the Hebrew word in the Bible is the word ahav, or ahav, and it describes a variety of intensely close emotional bonds. The Greek word, we all know it, is agape, means unconditional love. God's love is divine, is supernatural, and thus existing far beyond the descriptive words that you and I can express with our human knowledge of language. Yo hablo español. I speak Spanish. And español es el lenguaje romántico. Spanish is the romantic language. It is important for us to know that that doesn't even reach, not even, what the description of God's love is.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.